Well, we are back, huh? We're back at the Nine Club, everybody. Let me tell you, today we got a special guest. Huh? We got Mr. Evan Smith is in the house.
Hello, people of the world. What is going out there?
What is going on, man?
You guys got a crazy planet, let me just tell you. Like, holy shit.
What do you mean we do? You living in it, too.
Oh, I know. I'm here with you, okay, too. Okay. Man, like, whew.
Well, what's crazy about it? What's going? Well, you, first of all, you have a rabbit on your lap. You know, that just got to tell the people who aren't watching.
First,
you know,
things first. You guys know Basil.
Basil, yeah. The house rabbit.
I'd like to introduce Basil to all the people out there. Previous fan here.
There you go.
Me, I seen Basil and I just can't. I gotta be a rabbit fan. You know, when you see rabbits, it's just, whew.
Who's got it easier, animals or humans on this planet we live in, huh?
Yeah, it's debatable.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, imagine what it'd have to be like to survive in the wild.
That's true.
A pet, that's different.
That's true.
A human of age is kind of similar, you know, trying to work through society, trying to make it work.
That's right. Well, this is going to be good. Oh, now you got to...
Basil comes with a lot of fur.
A lot of fur. Yeah. Yeah, we'll give you a lint roller. I'm not worried about it. No, you're good? Oh, there you go. Look, he's just lint rolling it with his hands.
Didn't we have a shake joint lint roller around here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, dude, welcome, dude. Thank you so much for coming by, brother. It's good to see you, as always.
Man, it is a pleasure to be here.
Hey, this is going to be great, man, because let me tell you something. Big fan, always been a big fan and everything, but I don't know that much about you, bro, you know? So this is going to be great. We're going to talk and hear about your life and growing up, and it's going to be great.
You know, we're talking about fanning. And growing up, I grew up watching you and Kelly skating.
Oh, thank you, bro. And maybe Roger's filming without
and
even
Roger's
knowing
filming,
it.
For sure, without a doubt. And man, like, that paved the way and gave me hope when I was a kid.
Oh, thank you.
I had a pretty crazy situation happen when I was younger, you know.
Oh.
Kind of being out on the streets a little bit, fending for myself.
Okay.
Everything was fine with my family, but I just saw that renegade lifestyle and really wanted to take advantage
of it.
Yeah, totally.
What age?
Between, you know, 13, 16.
Okay. And this was in?
Just when the conscious being kind of sits, you start to realize what's going on. When you're a kid, you have no idea.
Sure.
You know?
Right.
But I would go to the skate park. That was one place that I felt all right, you know?
Felt comfortable.
Yeah, I went to the skate park in Florida called Metro Skate Park.
Okay.
Owned by Simon Odrick and Brett Peterson.
Oh, outdoor park, indoor.
Indoor park.
Yeah, okay.
In a grocery store. So the ground was just slick and slippery.
Oh.
But was it an old grocery store?
It was like an older grocery store, had closed down, and they built this insane skate park. And they put green skate light all over the whole thing.
Oh,
so
that's
sick. So it had this like really crazy vibe in there. It was just insane. I remember going there and watching somebody do a skate trick and being like, oh my God. Like, I didn't even know you could like get it off the ground and stuff. You know, like, we were messing around in our neighborhood, you know?
Sure, rolling around.
And then I finally saw it and I was like, and I had forgotten when I was even younger than that, my uncle, who used to be a professional skateboarder, he took me to watch skating when I was younger, and I faintly remember it, and then I had to like kind of watch some clips and put it together.
Oh.
So now I have the memory dialed, but he, in a run, did a finger flip to lean tail on the vert ramp at Tampa Am.
Oh, shit.
2005 or something like that.
Wow.
And he hung up, flew to flat.
Oh.
Broke his collarbone.
Oh.
My mom's on the deck. I'm on the deck, and we're just like, oh my God, look at my mom. She looks at me.
Was this during his run? Or
during
just
his run.
Oh, wow.
Gets up, finishes his line, lands the finger flip lean tail. Had no idea he had a completely broken collarbone.
Yeah.
And then later on, we took him to the hospital, sure enough. Like, and it's just this crazy thing. You know, when, imagine when you're a little kid, you like have no idea.
What's your uncle's name?
My uncle's name is Mike Speranzo.
Who did he ride for?
Yeah, he rode for Tracker and Sims.
Oh, okay.
And he was a vert skater.
Dope.
And funny about that, though, when I got to Tampa, when I was walking through, I saw Rodrigo Peterson do a switch tail slide 270 out down a ledge.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's what I want to do. Yeah, I saw street skating and then I saw vert skating all at a very youthful age, you know?
Rodrigo Peterson sealed the deal for you.
I mean, yeah. And then I went back to my skate park. I started watching videos, started being coherent of these things. I got my hands on One Step Beyond.
One Step Beyond. Oh, wow.
That's a good video.
I've heard of that video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my first real skate video. Damn. And I saw your interviews in that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. There's like 2 hours of commentary. Mm-hmm. And I would just listen to the way people talk, listen to the way Richie Belton spoke and, you know, Brian Sumner and like everyone's thing. And even you're on there talking.
Just mumbling.
I had to rewind a couple of times.
What did he say?
And the story of the Dark Man. JT ended up going to work for DC for a while. Just the whole full circle nature.
Right.
And Danny Montoya and Kenny Anderson and their kind of Long Beach crude style like thing, which I didn't even know about at the time.
Right.
I just remember Danny Montoya doing nollie heel frontside nose slides down handrails and nollie heel backside nose blunts.
Crazy.
And I forever wanted to nollie heel flip.
That was your shit. Yeah, right.
Like, and so yeah, my time as a youth goes on and I'm just in Florida in a place that's surrounded by just the most brutal natured stuff. I mean, there's lots of pills, there's lots of people falling off, and there's lots of meth and drugs, like most places in the world.
What town was this? What
it was in it? Orlando.
Orlando.
Outer city Orlando.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And man, I just like, every time I went to the skate park, I felt like I was home, you know? Like I really did. And everyone accepted me from me being the little shithead that I was.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And somehow, I got a call from Danny Montoya one day.
What?
And he said, do you want to go on a trip? And so,
how was this happening though? What did you send a video?
I started, through the skate park.
Danny Montoya just doesn't call anybody.
No, totally. I started getting hooked up through, getting flowed listened through my skate park. And
that's
I started
insane.
Getting flowed DC through Jeff Pang. And and so like kind of the full circle of the whole thing, it led to somehow Danny being in Florida and being like, I want to take this guy on a trip.
Wow.
I'd never even fathomed leaving. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, you know, mom, like, what do I do? And, you know, the reason why I bring my uncle into this is because she didn't know what to do. Like, I was like, I want to drop out of school. And I had great grades. Like, I was like, I'm going to drop out of school and I want to go skateboard.
Oh, damn. And this is what, 13, 14 years old?
15 at this time.
15. Okay.
And I was, 11th grade.
Were you skating with, like, there was a pretty good skate scene out there, it looked like. Oh, Kevin Perez and all those
totally.
Kids?
Totally. I mean, like, Danny Renaud and, like, De La and, like, these dudes would come to the park and, like, I'd watch them skate. And that's, like, kind of who I followed, you know, Jimmy Lannon. And like,
oh, yeah,
you
dude.
Know, like, the scene in Florida is pretty deep.
Sure.
The Last of the Mohicans, Joe Perrin, you know, like, all that shit was like, just like the Forecast video, just like fucking Hot Chocolate Tour video. Like there those are like on our TV screen at our skate park. That's like all I knew. And then I had One Step Beyond and then Gold Member.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, those are my videos. You know, the Austin Powers.
Hot Chocolate. Hot Chocolate.
I was like, wait, what's that? What's that skate video?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, Austin
the Gold
Powers.
Member.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
I think you're talking about Gold Wheels. I was like, whoa, that's good.
And so my mother calls my uncle because he knew about skating.
Yeah.
She was like, what do? I let him go, you know? And he was like, yeah, he'll be fine. This is a place for him.
Sure.
And he knew it, you know?
Wow.
And so my mom, sure enough, hit me up. She goes, yeah, you can drop out of school and go skateboard.
That's crazy.
And I went on a tour and I didn't come back for like 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah, I just went on another tour. I went on another tour. I went to Long Beach. I went to California. I got on Ezekiel. Went on two other trips. Like, I just started like meeting people and realizing that, like, yeah, we have our circles, but in skating, it's such a family. Our circles spread in the craziest ways that
absolutely.
I couldn't, that puts me here in this room with you guys now.
Right.
And the fruits of that is unlike any other industry in the world. No societal thing I've ever witnessed has anything close to the grassroots nature that skating does. It is like hands down, you know?
Yeah.
Seen surfers, I've seen snowboarders, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty close, but skaters are like before I had a girlfriend, man, I would have fucking jumped in front of a bus for any one of my friends.
Oh, like, seriously? Yo.
I mean, now I gotta kind of keep my family tight.
Right. Now you're thinking twice about when that bus
like,
comes
but just my family.
I got some shit going on now. That's amazing, though. I mean, here you are, 15 years old, you're dropping out of school. and already traveling, mm-hmm. 3 months on the road here, Long Beach, and plus with Danny Montoya, Rodrigo Peterson.
Yeah, guys that I grew up watching interviews of.
Yeah.
And listening to them talk and hearing their perspective and the way they use vocabulary that I didn't know. You know, like, there's it's hard for people that don't skateboard to fathom the things that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, but now that I understand it, it's like, of course, dude. Like,
right,
Toya, of course. Like,
yeah.
Dark Man, like, 1,000-mile rule with the cigarettes. I wonder how he's doing. You know,
yeah, he's doing all right.
And at this time, you're just flow, right? You're flow for just getting bored.
And that was a trip. I mean,
like, and then Ezekiel comes into picture.
Dude, and Makendo and Stewart, who was working for Makendo at the time.
Right. Wow.
And man, like, Mark Stewart was like really receptive to me too. Mm-hmm. He was like, let's go skate.
Yeah.
And it was the first time I had ever, like, I mean, we went street skating and stuff, but it wasn't like this.
Yeah.
He had the VX, everything, like, and I was just like, oh my God, we're about to go to the streets. You know, so when we got to a spot, I was like, bah!
Just going crazy, yeah.
Fucking go! Not knowing the wrath of the human body and the limitations of it, you know.
Yeah. Right.
And
right.
Not knowing the streets.
Oh, because you were a skate park kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, first time I came out to California, I didn't know the streets.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I found myself at Bricktown, flew my homie in. He was 14.
Okay.
I was 16.
Wow.
And we're filming, best day ever, like, getting stacking clips, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dude rolls up. White wall tire bike, psh, pulls out a gun.
Oh shit! Oh.
Give me all your stuff. I'm like, you know what I mean? 16 years old. I look at my friend. He looks at me. We're both like kind of scared. We're with Austin Namba.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah.
And Matt Dreyer.
Yeah,
Mark
yeah.
Stewart. Mm-hmm. And we're filming. And Matt Dreyer kind of sees the situation happening.
Mm-hmm.
He like goes to his car and like. Namba like was like talking to him, whatever, ends up giving him the camera. Dreyer comes around the corner with a knife and he like he's like starts yelling, getting aggro, and the kid kind of got spooked and like kind of pushed the gun a little bit to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Dreyer grabs the camera and we all start running.
The guy's got a gun.
He's got a gun. He's like 16.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
crazy.
But still, those are the most dangerous fucking kids.
Really psycho. Yeah. And so me and my buddy Miles, we're skating down the sidewalk as fast as we can away, not looking back, knowing mm-hmm. somebody has a gun.
Sure.
And it was the first time that we'd ever really, really been out in the streets of fucking Santa Ana, you know? Like, and my homie hits a crack fucking slams so hard. And I'm just like he starts bleeding. And I'm just like, fuck, dude. Like, I just grab him, like, leave the boards. Like, we're like, start running. We go around the corner, run up to the first house, and luckily they were Spanish and the Spanish people are just very open arm, you know? And we were like, can we use your phone? Blah, blah, blah. And they like let us in, gave us some water, sat us down, cleaned my buddy up.
Oh, wow.
Cops came up and did the report and then we figured it out.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. Damn. So it was like this whole experience. And I'm sure you guys have had your own share of experience.
Yeah, but that's like classic horror movie. Like you're running, the guy trips, and then you're trying, and then like they get up, and then
and especially at a young age like that.
I know, 16. Yeah, babies, dude. I had no idea. You know, like I had no idea how to like look out for myself.
I feel like a grown ass man would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No, totally. For sure.
No, but
Raj wouldn't even stop and pick me up. He would just keep running.
Pulling a knife is pretty ballsy, dude.
Yeah. Dude.
Dude,
Dreyer's move? Oh my God, what are you thinking? Now that I look back on it, I'm like, God, like, what? Like, Matt.
Like one squeeze of the trigger, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, like, could have been loaded, could have not been loaded, could have been fake, could have not been fake, but like,
you never know.
Looked real, and that kid was not fucking around. And he was throwing up gang signs, and like, I understand what it's like out here now.
Yeah, that's
so. The fruits of skating have been like just deeply embedded in my life, man, and like, I forever will give every part of myself to this industry in hopefully helping the next generation of kids have a place, have a home. All those kids that don't think they have anything, like, look at you guys. You guys are open-armed guys. You know, like, most people, you'd be like, yeah, you want to chat? You know, you need some inspo? Like, come here, you know? Like, we got you. Like,
right,
that's
right.
Skating. It's warm.
Oh, yeah, totally. Know? That's the right thing. Skateboarding, you could be skating down the street and meet somebody. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, best buds.
That's the only way to like get anything done in any country where you don't know the language.
There you go.
You see a skater and you're like, can you help me? You know, like,
oh, yeah.
I need to go here. Come here. I got you.
Right. You know, like, next thing you know, you're at dinner, you're at his house, and you're sleeping over.
That's our network, yeah. man. Yeah. That's us. Nobody else.
It's
the
trip.
Most important thing ever. So I hold that very, very dear to my heart.
Right.
It's hard to explain that to other
family.
People.
It is.
Like, yeah. people, a lot of other people outside of skateboarding don't understand how really.
Yeah.
I don't know if you call it lucky.
You could explain it to them, but they don't really get it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
They don't really feel it. Mentality yeah. thing that's like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't see. No coworker working 9 to 5 is going to fucking jump in front of a bus for his coworker. Yeah.
right.
Fuck no, dude.
Like, I mean, the guy I saw at the copy machine this morning? No. I'm not.
But if I saw someone fucking with any one of you guys, I'd be like, hey, stop. You know, I'd be right there next to you.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I know you guys would too. It's just how we work, you know?
Well, Kelly, I don't know. But, yeah. you know, I would be right there, bro. I'd be right there, bro.
It's just like, it needs to be known out there. Everybody in the world needs to understand how important this is.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's important for you guys and myself, but for millions of kids.
It's
millions
true,
of kids.
It's true.
Like, honestly.
There's kids probably started skating today.
I hope so, man.
You know, probably wouldn't bought an Evan Smith board. You know what I mean?
Whatever. You can buy whatever the hell you want, but fucking, man, as long as you're on that fucking board,
sure.
you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look what it's done for you. I mean,
I get to sit on the 9 club.
Oh, come on.
yes! Holy shit.
So you're doing all this stuff now. I mean, well, congratulations, first of all, I must say. The Element Peace video is incredible.
It was incredible.
We went to the premiere. It's actually
the real person you got to thank for this one, though, is Minor.
Like, John, of course.
Dude, bro. I mean, like, I don't understand how somebody could be in skating, has bring me and all my friends so much inspiration our whole life, then getting to work with him.
Yeah.
Just like same situation with you guys, you know?
Right.
It's fucking crazy. And then him pulling such fruitful things out of each skater, like when I watch the part that he made for Tyson,
mm-hmm.
and the way the Bad Brains bass line works with Tyson's mongoloid free spirit thing.
Right, yeah.
There's nothing better. Yeah. And like for somebody to find that, like I hope that direction of Tyson skating gets embellished again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many facets of that free-natured skating.
Right.
And he's made so many parts with Westgate, and this one is like this new style of really core-driven stuff, you know? And him working with Julian and Nick for the first time, their parts are fucking insane. The way they skate, they look so incredible on their skateboards.
It's unbelievable.
And Grayson fucking handing off the camera to Chris Gregson when they're in the bowl.
Dude, like, that's the most impressive stuff.
It's just cool.
Jacko?
Jacko's part is crazy. Dude,
it's insane.
That's a new day one.
And that's we'll totally get into the whole Element video a little bit later on, but I just wanted to congratulate you because
it is a fucking
phenomenal video.
Yeah, honestly, a real pleasure to be a part of that one.
It's actually coming out on the 16th, which mm-hmm. is
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Holy cow, world premiere tomorrow. All the people, please.
It's
show no mercy on the slap boards.
No, it is a phenomenal video, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here. It really is a fucking.
No, it feels like a really good skate
great
video.
It is. It's insane.
Yeah, that's all I care about. As long as they feel like that driven skate nature.
Well, like
stuff.
You said, man, John Minor captured everybody so eloquently.
Yeah,
you know,
he didn't have
like,
much time to do it either.
There you go.
Which is
he was only on board for what, a year and a half or something?
Yeah,
2 years?
Like a year and a half.
Yeah. Ish. And you've been working on it for five years.
Wow. Yeah, I've been filming for it for 5 years.
And you guys also put out Zygote?
Yeah, and we put out Zygote, which is kind of like a promo for it in a way. And that was 2 years ago.
Crazy.
And we put a bunch of footage in that too. You know, so it's just like so many projects.
The video's like 60 minutes. You know what I mean?
It's a long skate
video.
And
let me tell you something. I can watch. We should talk about. Well, let's talk about it now. Okay. I can watch this video. Some video. God damn it! A fly just went in my coffee.
Hey, 50 points if you catch it.
You know what I mean?
I
can't. I'm not that dude. I have to put it. I got to put this away now. This is not. I'll have to take a break soon and re-up on the coffee. But fucking flew right in there.
It's thirsty.
It's just like, you know, like you were saying, like a video part to me means so much because the music, everything that goes along with it, like the guy skating is one thing, but to have the music,
it
defines that person as well.
That's true. So it's really important.
It's so important.
And so important for each person's skating style.
Did you choose your song? Because that song was awesome.
Thank you, dude. I think Minor ended up choosing it in the end, but we had both been talking about all types of different music for different people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, luckily, Minor, like, worked with me on the video.
Sick.
And he allowed me to give him creative feedback. And there wasn't one point in the video production process that I hadn't had the chance to be like, don't do anything else. You know what I mean? Like every single time he'd show me something, I'd be like, don't change it.
Don't change it.
No, it's perfect. Like, no fade, no, it's perfect. Like, don't do anything. You know, like I really had not one bad thing to say.
He's a very talented
human being. He's skating so crazy. Yeah.
And that's what you need, man. You need somebody like that on a video of this caliber.
Yeah.
You know, because it is a huge caliber video.
It's really big. Yeah.
It's huge.
Really big production. But me and Minor were on a trip together, you know, just talking shit about music, you know, talking, trying to feel out everything. And he was like, dude, this old Flaming, we weren't even talking about skate or anything. He's like, dude, I just love listening to this old Flaming Lips video or music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Ambrosiac, I think is what it's called. And it's kind of like a little bit of an underground Flaming Lips album. Like, it's not on the big side of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, was this little thing that slipped under the radar? We had been driving and we listened to the whole piece start to finish, and it has these keyboard cascading things that, you know, that start the part off.
Sure, yeah.
And they're just very serene when they hit, in reality even, especially with a great visual landscape, you know, because we'll be out in somewhere.
Yeah.
Beautiful, driving from city to city. And just these long, long drone style things, and like, it's just super far out, and me and him were like really tripping on it together, really enjoying that sound is made like that. And and then we talked about all these options, whatever, and then eventually I was just like, dude, let's just keep trying this stuff, you know, let's keep working with this album. There's like five songs on there that are incredible for skating.
Okay.
And then he picked that one.
It fits you perfectly.
Yeah. That was really good.
It really does.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. I really, really am stoked that we could use the Flaming Lips, you know, like Cario Foster.
Oh my God.
Dude, I mean, like the history of Flaming Lips skating, what they do. It's kind of like watching Built to Spill in skating. You know, it's got like this thing to it. Like, am I wrong about that? Did Cario use a Flaming Lips song?
Was that the Lakai video?
I think it was Lakai video.
Yeah. It was a Lakai video. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I think it was.
I don't want to get the facts wrong. I'm on the record right now.
Well, you know.
We can fact check afterwards.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just like that music style being interweaved in skating, and then being able to be a part of it in a underground album sense. And like, I like respect the underground nature of anything. You know, there's a part of every industry that like... You got to keep your eyes on.
Well, that's funny, like, because I didn't even realize it was a Flaming Lips song, you know? So,
yeah,
it is
very far out.
Yeah. This episode is brought to us by AG1. It is very important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for years I have been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands out there, AG1 conducts relentless testing to set the standard for purity and potency. It's also researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists with decades of experience in their respective fields. I know that I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard, guess what, typically only tested for 10. That's why the 9 Club has partnered with AG1 for so long, because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get your free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/9club. All you got to do in your URL, type drinkag1.com/9club at checkout. Go give it a try.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Well, let's go back, because we'll talk about the whole video also, because I know you had an injury at the very end of that video too, the last year or something of filming for that. So we'll get into all that as he brushes all the bunny hair off his shirt. So let's go back though. I want to go back to, you know, you coming to Long Beach, skating with Montoya, doing all that. Now, you eventually got on Listen, or no?
Yeah. They were down to... I mean, I don't know if I did officially get announced.
Okay.
But I was on...
I feel like you were on, for
I was
sure.
On, yeah. I was on all the trips with them, and maybe it would have gotten to that point mm-hmm. if Listen had continued.
Gotcha.
Which I'm all right with Listen not continuing. I mean, I love that company,
mm-hmm.
and I wish it did, but... what's going on with Boulevard and, you know, what's happened with Element. There's mm-hmm. some fruit in that stuff. And, you know, that's not to be overlooked.
Right. You know, right.
Yeah. I believe what they did with Boulevard is just perfect.
Oh, they're, yeah. They're on top of it.
Yeah. It's just like super incredible. So I've seen Brian Brown recently.
Brian Brown.
Wow.
Like, phew, I hadn't seen him in so long. We got to hang out. Me and my buddies are on a no hotels trip up in New York.
Okay.
And we're staying at McCarran Park.
Mm.
Like literally sleeping under the van and on the streets in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Under the van?
Yeah. Chad slept under the van. I slept on the streets next to him. Chad poor.
Couldn't go get a hotel?
Nah. No hotels, man. Nah. No? I don't do that. No. I mean, like in crazy countries and stuff, like, yeah, you can get a hotel, but like you're going to lose an experience, you know, like get all your homies and you got your tent and you need somewhere to stay in Brooklyn, either you're climbing someone's establishment to try to sleep on the roof or you're sleeping on the streets. And like the reality of that is such an insane experience. We want that.
Okay.
We don't want to go sit in a fucking hotel all fancy, you know, like that's for like resort style living. That's great. You know?
Yeah.
But we want to bring the crust out of everything. it's very important.
I would have met you back at the park in the morning. You
know? But saw Brian, and he was just cruising through. I got to meet up with him, and he's got the same gnarly backside heel flip as always.
Mm-hmm.
It has never changed. It never will change. There is nobody with a better flat ground gnarly backside heel flip.
That was I believe such that. A huge
it's just like
Brian Brown.
You know what's rad is like his style is so distinct. There's no one skates like him.
Yeah.
You see him skate, it's like, oh, it's Brian Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Arms.
The backside flip, dude, the backside flips are proper.
Like, shift the foot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man. Love you, Brian, man.
You said, okay, so Listen finishes, right? It's no more Listen. What do you do?
Listen finished. I didn't do anything for a little bit. And then I knew Nick Garcia pretty well.
Okay,
And Ryan DeWitt before he passed away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was, got this crazy feeling. I don't know. I just called up Nick and he was like, dude, I mean, let me see, you know? And I was like, all right. And I knew Julian Davidson as well.
Okay.
So we already had this like really tight trio.
Gotcha.
And like, I really wanted to just be with my friends. I wasn't thinking about my career or thinking about like,
yeah,
any of that. Like that was the last thing I was thinking about. I was thinking about being with people that I wanted to be with, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just led me to like DeWitt and Nick, and then, you know, Cole Matthews coming into the picture.
Yeah.
And then the refurbished nature that he had brought to Element, allowing a new seed, just like, you know, when Levi and Tim Tim were in there.
There you know? Go. Yeah.
Like just they had this period in time in that Elementality era
mm-hmm.
that was just like so special. And then like any big corporation, obviously they have to, you know, move through whatever. Mm. Opened up space for Cole and all these new guys to come in.
Yeah.
And yeah, we like, yeah, totally just took it as a grain, traveled, and I mean we made Future Nature.
There you
and
go.
That was kind of like mm-hmm. the beginning of it. And I was going into 2013.
Okay.
And kind of like when that was released, then I guess everyone showed up at our music venue in Pittsburgh and they gave me a board.
You know? Wait. What do you mean? Back up. Your music venue in Pittsburgh. What is this?
Yeah. My aunt and my uncle, maybe 15 years ago.
Okay.
Uncle that skates?
Mike? Uncle that skates. Yeah. Mike.
Okay.
His wife is in a band called Rusted Root.
Okay.
Liz Berlin. And she had been traveling. They had like some heavy singles that went out. Their music was on in Ice Age and Matilda.
Oh, wow.
And they had this crazy established band in the 90s. Mm-hmm. They actually still play a little bit.
Oh, cool.
They always wanted to start a studio. Mm. And so they got an old 18th century church, started to refurbish it, and mm-hmm. eventually turned it into a music venue.
And, oh, wow.
Now it's an established music venue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 800 capacity.
It's a big place.
Yeah, it was a place that they started, and like, my uncle had a skate park there as well. So that's kind of what led me up to Pittsburgh, was like, I want to learn how to build skateboarding, you know? Like,
okay.
He taught me how to build and use power tools and, you know, lay footers and decks and you know, all that. So I was just like intrigued with that whole time period. That was like, I don't know, 4 months of my life straight, you know, just really, really only building a skate park. Opened the park. We had it for like, I don't know, 7 years or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was an outdoor suburban park. So it was just like this crazy, like, structured thing. Like, we had made like serpents and stuff.
Oh, really?
Just like wild, fast, aggressive natured things. Almost like somebody would BMX on them.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And so like that was kind of like where I had skated for a while. And this like big fast thing, you know, and in our local, I was telling you about my local park back in Florida, half of it was a bike park. So it as well had humongous ramps with fast shit and like big wall rides and like all this stuff. And like, it was just like, we'd always go to the bike side because they were our homies. And I mean, obviously we had biker skater drama, but
sure, yeah,
like any young kids should have.
I'm cool with the bikers, man.
But like when we were younger, they held this contest called Bako, and they had like strippers on the deck.
Oh wow!
And kegs everywhere, and we're like,
no wonder you're kicking like, it with them,
little kids. We're like, you guys are fucking dope. Like, what are we doing? Like,
right.
I was sitting in the shop watching skate videos, all good. Like, this is mental.
This is a whole new world.
And it almost looked like Halloween, the way they all dressed.
You didn't actually go from Orlando to Pittsburgh. Like, your family still lives in Orlando, but some of your other family was from Pittsburgh.
And just like spread out, you know what I mean? Oh. I saw some opportunity.
Okay.
And yeah.
I was wondering where the Pittsburgh thing came into play.
Yeah, just like, had the opportunity to build.
Sure.
And my uncle was willing to teach me.
How long were you skating for Element before they came up to there and gave you a board?
I think I had been skating with Element for a while. Because that's when, you know, like I said, Cole Matthews came in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Matters and everyone. We started creating this, like, really cool clique after Future Nature, you know, all working on a project. And, I mean, off the top, I couldn't tell you exactly, but it was an established period where like I felt at home, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
And I think it's especially it was because of these people,
right?
And you know what it's like.
Absolutely.
Hot chocolate skateboards, for instance, is a multi-ethnicity, no shape, no size, no matter what.
Right.
Everybody's in. This is a place for you.
Yeah.
You know that is like, it's insane.
It's got a good history too, man.
Yeah.
Amazing rider from the past.
And present.
And they're open, and you know, with what we had started to establish this new type of thing, like new guys coming up, new artists, Nathaniel Russell, Thomas Campbell, you know, like just a whole new ball game. I mean, like every era, it has, you know, a growth in and out, you know?
Totally.
And luckily, ours was in, like, the perfect time of my life,
right,
you know, for me to meet these people.
How did you feel when they came up with the boards and everything? I mean, it must have been a huge...
Dude, it's funny. Me and my aunt and my uncle, we play in a band together as well.
Oh, you do? What do you play?
I play guitar, lead guitar, and sing. I do rhythm stuff, too, but I really just, like, wailing. Yeah, I'm wailing. And fucking... I'm on stage, like, lights are all bright. I can barely see out in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle's like, hey, before we start the set, I just want to say something. And then he steps away from the microphone. The lights go a little bit brighter. I see the crowd. I look out. I see Wes Kramer. Like, I see Nick. I see all my friends just coming towards the stage, and they got the board in their hand.
Did you know they were there?
I had no idea.
You didn't know they were
in Pittsburgh. Who goes to Pittsburgh?
Right.
You know, like, I'm like looking out, I'm just like, holy shit. I was like, this cannot be happening right now. They got me. It was St. Patrick's Day 2013. Wow. You know, like, that's they got me. And I was just like, fucking, holy shit. You know, like, I did not even expect this to be something. That's, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah. And it was just like crazy. And with that responsibility comes a lot of grounding, a lot of fucking charge, and a lot of chaotic nature and stuff. Just like, searching, finding, you know what it's like.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It's how old the are you? World. Like,
when that happened?
23.
Oh, yeah, still pretty young.
2013. Yeah. I'm 27 now. Is the math right on that?
Maybe 22, 20.
Hmm? What?
You're asking the wrong people for math. Right?
So it's 2013.
13?
So I would have been 22, right?
Oh, see, I was right. 22. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Chris.
There you go. Oh, huh? Yeah. Pulled that one out of my ass. But
well, I was going to say, were you on DC before you got on Element, or did that happen after?
Yeah, Jeff Payne got me on DC when I was on Listen.
Oh, okay.
I think before I got on Listen, I was on DC.
But you were like fully on. Were you
wasn't on DC.
Like, you were just flowing, traveling with the guys?
Dude, like, it wasn't until like probably like 5 years before I went pro or whatever, like, Sean Rogers asked me to go on a DC trip, and it was Lindsey Robertson, Ryan Smith, Matt Miller, Wes Kramer, Greg Myers.
Wow.
And then it was Danny Way, PJ, Colin.
Oh, the PJ
Super
era.
Tour.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just like,
aren't they all super tours?
I did. Seriously. Well, I did a DCM's go to Arizona trip. And like, that's when I met Wes and Andy, and like, not Andy, that's a funny story. Matt, a funny story about that, why he was called Andy.
Who, Matt Miller?
Yeah, because he was stuck on a layover with Greg Myers.
Okay.
And Greg was like on the phone with Sean. He's like, yeah, we like Mr. Flight or whatever. Like, I'm stuck here with some flow kid named Andy. And fucking Matt Miller's like, my name's Matt, dude.
No way.
Like, classic Nurple. The Nurple stories go for days. Like,
I forgot
fucking
about that.
Miss Greg Myers so much. Like, DC is not the same without Greg. Like,
what happened to Greg Myers?
Dude, last thing I heard, he was up in Hemet, and he was pulling a baby out of the back of a car, like, on some crazy stuff, because they, like, tried to take something from him. He was probably just, like, reaching in the car to, like, fucking do something. Well, it probably wasn't like that, but he got like arrested. Oh, all this crazy stuff happened. And
damn.
Yeah, I miss him no matter whatever the hell people go through in their lives. Sure. You know, there's always a place for every human, and I miss having him around. We, in the hotel room on that trip, we branded his arm with a safety pin. Oh. But he told us to. He's like, give me a tattoo. He's just drinking the fucking heavy talking, like fucking diesel talking.
Right.
Like a heavy one, and he's like, hey Matt, give me a tattoo. We brand this fucking WAP face. You know what a WAP is?
No.
Yeah, I know what a WAP is.
It's when you mix tobacco and marijuana in a bong.
Oh, okay.
And then you hit it.
Mm-hmm.
The best name.
You get like WAP. This WAP face. Like,
so how do you brand
this WAP?
Wait, so how
like,
do you
blow this like weird smoke out, and everyone makes this weird face? It's like super funny.
How do you make this out of you bend paper clips and you make a how do you make a WAP face?
One fucking paper clip, and we just like kept burning it over and over in the circle of the head and then the eyes and then the mouth. And like,
how'd it turn out?
Dude, it got so fucking infected.
Oh, God.
This fool's arm almost fell off.
What?
Yeah, it was fucking green, pussing everywhere. He's like, we're on this trip. Oh, it's this whole thing. Like, he's like, can't skate because of it. Like, I miss you, Greg, dude. Where are you? I need you in my life, dude.
Oh, my God. Well, besides his arm almost falling, how was that tour? Was it?
Tour is incredible, man. That was a.
I mean, that's a heavy squad.
Yeah.
Were you intimidated at all?
Was there too?
Yeah, dude.
And like, dude, like, of course, hell yeah, I was intimidated. Like, but
these are the big boys.
But I understand that skating is just a family, and like, I was just already like, whatever, I'm fucking going for it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just show up and like, just try to like make friends, and luckily, like, dude, it was beyond make friends, like. Those guys are like my closest family members. Yeah. Like Matt, Marquise, myself, and Wes, and Jimmy Asselford. Mm-hmm. We created this like crazy tight-knit thing. And like,
that's amazing.
It will forever like be like one piece of my life. I'll always have that coin,
yeah.
You know?
You don't seem like a guy that would come on tour and just kook it. You seem like a good, you know what I mean? Like,
but I mean, when you're a little kid, you don't know shit. You try to act out for attention. There's like, it's the nature of humans. Like,
I know.
We're fucking animals,
but
dude.
You know, there's all these kids that come on and kook it, you know? But seem like a very nice...
Well, you're a nice dude.
Nice dude.
Let his skating do the talking, dude.
That's right. That's right.
Dude, I think skating's aggressive, and like there's something about it that's like really fast, and I can't get past it. Like, I've been on hills, and you just keep going faster. Yeah. Like, there's almost not a limit until you're looking next to a fucking light wave, looking at it and being like, holy shit, we're going 186,000 miles per hour right now. That's the speed of light. Imagine looking over, being on a train, traveling the speed of light. Think you'd see your own reflection?
You wouldn't see shit, dude.
No, you'd see your own reflection. Of course. That's E equals MC squared. That's the relativity theory. So if you were on that train going that fast, of course you'd see your reflection of your light. Because it would
emulate, it would go with it.
Yeah,
I see that. Yeah,
of course, it would be. Then there's the other one. Is it going twice as fast?
We need to start skating on shrooms.
We start doing the show on shrooms.
I know.
Dude, wow. No, it's not even like a drug thing. It's like people spend a lot of time in science finding these things out, and we're using it on the daily in our daily lives.
Without knowing it.
Yeah, using momentum, pushing the board, using friction, all of it.
Well, people don't normally think about that kind of stuff when they're normal pushing the board, using momentum. You know what I mean?
No, totally.
It's a thing. Yeah, I like you. You're on a higher...
It's like being on a bike, all that stuff, you know? Yeah. Being a snowboard.
Drinking the Jarlsberg, you know?
Carlsberg.
Thank
I got
you,
this
bro.
One for Peastone.
There you go.
And yeah, I had a couple Carlsbergs with him on the last trip.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Great guy.
Thrash and burn.
I was going to ask something too. This is kind of random, but when you're out skating, when you film stuff, are you kind of like in tune with like a spot that you want to go do something? Or are you just like, let it go? Do you just go somewhere and just kind of
feel
it out?
Dude, it's crazy. Like, I've had so many moments where like we just show up at places and the spot would dictate my, you know, trajectory. Mm-hmm. But now it's crazy. Like, I'm coming up with like ideas for things I want to try. And like, I understand the spots that I would need for them. So I'll find similarities and be like, fuck, this is the perfect thing for this trick, you know? And and there's some like weird trick ideas, but like, whatever. Like, I think they're possible and I want to try to see if they're possible, you know?
Do you practice tricks at skate parks then try to find them somewhere? Or is it kind of in your head, you're like, I think about this trick. I think about this spot. I want to do it there. And then you just try it?
I think about every spot, but the dimensions kind of have to be similar to the way I think about them so that I could like pop off it or get my body weight back on top of the board. Like sometimes with the wall ride stuff, it's like you're sideways and like you have to get like your shoulders up to like land back on your board. And there's like some weird mental stuff that goes on thinking about it, just like anything. Like imagine Danny was thinking when he was sitting on top of the Roland about to 360 the Great Wall of China.
Oh, yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he was like, all right, like, just long, drawn out. Like, everyone does it. You do it with all your tricks. Mm-hmm. I could see it. There's a fine, tuned, natured thing. Like, obviously, yeah, spots show themselves, and you're like, holy shit. Like, a little kid. Like, get me on that spot. I don't even care what we're doing. Right. I want to slap you that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And then there's other days where I'm like, fuck, I'm itching. Like, today's a gnarly backside flip day. Like, let's go. Let's gnarly backside flip. God. Like, grip tape feels good today.
Yeah. I was tripping on that one spot in your part in the Element video, the piece video. You gnarly heel flip some, like...
Yeah, oh, the volcano trains. Thing?
What the fuck was that, dude?
I wouldn't look at that and be like, gnarly heel. Gnarly heel. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if I can even skate that thing. What is that? That was gnarly.
That spot's in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That was a spot that Mark Stewart took me to.
Oh, wow.
And we'd always talked about skating, and it's a fountain, and it's a fucking quarter to quarter.
Yeah.
Like, made of concrete, perfectly aesthetically pleasing. I didn't go there planning to do anything. Just like you said, you know, like, just go there and skate. Like,
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah. And then the session started fucking cracking off. I, like, got a little 360 on it. And then I was just kept battling. And then I started trying the Nolly heels for some reason. I don't know.
That's the best part. For some reason.
I don't know.
For some reason, he says.
I have no idea why I started trying that. Like, it's so hard to think back on that. There's been so many sessions, you know? Mm-hmm. Especially in that video particularly.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, there's so many cool sessions. Like,
do you ever forget? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, it worked out.
Oh, yeah.
It worked out.
Do you ever forget that you do tricks?
Like, is that not as bad as Mark Johnson. But I definitely, for sure, like, I'll have crazy trips, you know, like, where I'll be, like, you know, taking psychedelics, doing skateboarding for, like, a month or something, and then I, like, won't really realize it, you know? And someone will be like, hey, like, don't do that, you know? Like, try something else. And luckily, those people love me, so it's accepting. But
wait, how does this work, though? If you're on a psychedelic and you're skating, right? You said for like a month or something? You
or go like,
on
these like, little
stints,
like
maybe?
Little journeys.
Little journeys, yeah. Right? Like, explain this to me, right? Is it being in tune with, like, let me rephrase that.
Go ahead. I love this.
If you...
This is warming my soul.
Well, I want to understand because I need to be in a right frame of mind to skateboard, right? Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it's working. You know, it's whatever. But being on a psychedelic, it's a whole different thing, right? Do you have to get adjusted to that? Or are you just feeling every nook and cranny of your board? Or when you're off the psychedelic, back skating again, do you have to get readjusted? Like, break it down for me, if you could.
I believe with, like, any sort of influence, you can take small amounts of it and it not be as powerful as, like,
sure,
inhabilitating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you know your body and you know how it reacts to certain things, then you can calibrate it. Now, moving forward with that, I would, take a couple doses of something or eat some mushrooms and... I would go skateboarding. Now, it would kind of feel in a way as if I had just smoked a joint.
Sure.
You know?
Okay.
There'd be moments where I would be a little bit too high to fathom something.
Mm-hmm.
But something about the experience and coping with reality and what's going on, like, it does give you a little bit of a center. It does make you, like, believe in yourself. It does give you confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think it's for everyone, and that was a long time ago. I don't do this every time I go skateboarding.
Right.
Like, this is just an experimental phase, and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
And it was just, like, something, but maybe not something that I'm going to continue doing. I believe, like, grounded nature is really important now.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, that's just me going through my life, whatever. Like,
of course.
Everybody does that.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But if I have the opportunity to... touch on it and speak about those things, like, it's really cool because maybe some kids, they don't have to go do that and they can just live through me, you know, like, they can live vicariously through that.
Right.
Well, maybe some people it doesn't work, and like you said, you know, like, you're like, I need to be in this really fine mind frame. Well, like, I need to be disattached. Like, I don't want to be thinking about nothing.
Right.
Skateboarding is the only time when those wheels hit the ground and my ears only hear wheels. It's not noise. It's not a stream of consciousness of words or energy or all that. Like, all I hear is my skateboard. And I can go this way and that way and this way and that way. And then I can choose what to do before it. I don't have to, like, be like, I'm going here to do that. You know, you could just, like, skate. Like, you could just really feel skating.
You could feel it, right?
Yeah, you could feel it, like, inside and out. And,
Did you notice that made you look at spots differently in a certain way?
Totally. That's kind of like, I got inspiration from this experimental phase from, like, some artists, you know, people like Alex Gray, who would, you know, go through their life as an artist and then let those things expand them into the people that they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'd always been fascinated with those things, you know? So, yeah, like, you go to a spot and you just let it influence you. That's the canvas, you know, like, whatever, like, okay, like... Even if I don't get anything, like, I still want to engage.
Hmm.
And the fact of engaging is, like, everything in life. If you're not going to go down that hill unless you step on your skateboard and ride down it. You know, and then that when you're on it, riding down, like, just wait. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're going to be going 60.
That's for sure.
Was there any times where you thought you were skating really well and then your friends tell you the next day, no, you were just sitting on the lawn the whole time?
No, I'm completely attached. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't in like a far out mind frame. I have
you were in control.
Oh, totally in control, yeah. And I'd definitely been experimenting with language and all this stuff too during it. Like I've taken it into all different facets, into music, into... you know, like myself, and, you know, I don't know. I can come up with 100 different sentences that would sound far out but make sense, but I'd prefer not to use them so that people can understand me.
Okay, right.
And, like, you can take that all directions, you know. And those things really do things to your body and your brain, so it's not something that you do want to keep doing constantly.
Oh, the psychedelics and stuff, right.
Yeah, just take little periods in time and, you know, then grow from them, move on. Like shamanic resonance.
Well, I'm glad that you have the, you know, the capacity not to get totally influenced by it and keep and thinking that you keep needing to do it and do it, Because I could imagine if you do a trick or if you're on a psychedelic maybe and you're having the best time of skating, like maybe you would think, I need to keep doing this.
I believe the drugs aren't the things that would allow the person to land the trick. The person is the thing landing the trick.
Sure.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
The influence. You know? Just like, let that be a lesson for every part of your life. If you don't learn something from the route that you're given, then you'll never grow.
Right.
And if I continue just to think that those drugs would give you superpowers, then I'd fail. Because
there you
go. The truth of reality in
life. Right.
Now, as needless to say, like that experimental phase was a good thing for me, you know, but it's not a good thing for everyone.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is all right.
Yeah.
And like, I'm okay with not being in that mind frame. I'm actually more excited about moving forward in the mind frame that I'm in.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I love it, man.
Kind of deep. Sorry.
No. It's great. You know?
Chris, you ever taken some before?
Experience. I want to hear, like, have you guys ever, like, had an experience with something that was made in the 70s by a scientist?
No, but I feel like Raj wants to.
Yeah.
I think it's time.
Well, we got the man right here if you ever want to, you know, hit him up. Yes, yeah. Raj, you know, hit up Evan.
Just get a little microdose.
Okay, sure.
You guys heard it here first.
It's very interesting, you know? It's great that you had that experience and you made it work for you.
Yeah, I'm a little bit touchy about sharing the information due to the fact that I don't think every kid
should be doing this.
Right. Yeah, it's not for everyone. It was my experience, and let that be okay, you know?
You're not out here telling people to go do it.
I don't want people to do that with their lives. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, young minds are very fragile. I don't think people should start smoking weed until after they're 20 years old to let their brains completely develop.
Sure.
Because it inhibits the development of the brain in certain, you know, fractions.
You could say that with anything, alcohol, weed, psychedelics, whatever it may be. Yeah.
Everything needs moderation and control.
Right.
And if you don't have it, then you shouldn't be there with it.
Yeah.
Words to live by.
So important, or else you're going to be trapped, and then you're not going to be able to enjoy your life here on planet Earth.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is supported by Shake Junt. Yep, the company that keeps you going in these streets. Need that perfect grip for your flick? Bearings that just don't stop? Bolts to keep your trucks on tight? Look no further. ShakeJunt.com has what you need. Grip, bearings, bolts, skateboards, rails, riser pads, grip tape cleaner, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and everything else in between. Treat yourself and save a couple bucks by entering 9CLUB at checkout. Yep, 20% off everything. Just enter 9CLUB, N-I-N-E-C-L-U-B at ShakeJunt.com. Get there while you can. Do you like living here on planet Earth? Is it a good time, or are you?
Dude, I fucking love living here on planet Earth. It's so fun. I get to, like, I believe it's fun because of our family, our skateboard family.
There you go. And, yeah.
You know, like, that's what's made this experience for me.
I love it,
like,
bro.
For real.
Is there any skateboarders that you hate? Is there any... Jeez. Well, I'm just saying, you know?
I don't think there's an ounce of hate in this guy's body.
I know,
all.
That's what I'm asking. It's interesting.
I'm trying to really think if someone I hate
someone.
Someone
with a bad aura.
I mean, people have said stuff to me that I didn't want to hear. Oh. But I know they're good people.
Maybe, yeah.
And, like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
sure.
You can hate me, that's okay. Well, like, I just can't hate you. Like, I just can't do it.
Well, because this day and age, it's also really with internet and comments people leave on Instagram and stuff, like, I'm sure there's people, you know, trolls and everything that you know.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten some dirty comments on the internet.
See?
Yeah.
Why?
And, like, how do you react to stuff like that?
I don't really. I don't really look at the internet. So
you post something, you know, you go.
I
through
do the post
comments
photos.
Yeah.
I don't really go through the comments. No. Okay.
Starhead Body, right?
Yeah, Starhead Body. I started Starhead Body to be a band.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and we actually just started recording our first EP.
What?
Wow.
The moment I got here.
The moment you got here?
The moment after the fucking premiere. The next morning, I went straight up to Northern California, and my buddy has a cabin that is in the shape of a hexagon.
Interesting.
And so we started this project called Moth Prism.
Moth Prism.
Moth Prism.
And how long do you think it'll take you to complete this?
I mean, everyone thinks it's done now, but I want to go back and do a little bit more. A
little bit more, yeah.
Yeah, I think there should be some leads and stuff. I mean, it's just music, whatever. And it's not going to be the best piece of my life or whatever, but it's going to be music. And we had fun making it.
Mm-hmm.
We started kind of getting into the different time signatures of 3, 6, and 9 due to the hexagon-shaped room.
Oh, there you go.
And trying that different resonance between the two.
Mm-hmm.
In the center of the place, there's a fire pit. The hearth of the building.
Whoa.
And we wrote all these lyrics and all this cool stuff. And at the end, we burned all the lyrics into the hexagon, let it be. And then forever, just like, yeah, we're going to put it out, whatever, fuck it.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's be good. Let me ask you a question, okay?
Please do.
Because what video was that in that you did the kickflip wall ride in Barcelona on the glass wall? What was that in?
The second, right?
Yeah, we made a promo for
that
the
was
video.
A promo. Yeah. Okay, yeah. To me, that's the most terrifying thing ever because you're actually going towards glass and you could break it and go through the glass and slit your whole body open and everything. Did anything go through your mind like that?
Dude, that was a heavy session, man. You can see it on the ride away and the homies and everything. Like, it was a heavy battle.
Yeah.
Like I said, crazy journeys, getting to skate spots, whatever.
Sure.
I finally get to the fucking glass wall ride in Barcy. But like... I didn't know I was going to be trying that trick there or anything. You know? I just wanted to skate the bump.
You'd seen it before.
Oh, you had right. You didn't even know you wanted to try that?
I didn't even know you could get on the wall. and then we were like talking about it, and I'm like trying to front wall ride it. And they're like, yeah, Haslam did it. You know, he did backside and frontside.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, holy shit, like this is totally possible, you know? And I got one of the front wall rides. And I was feeling it out. And I just started like doing the kickflip, whatever, and... I got into the first couple of them like pretty solid. Like I started riding down the glass and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like all hype, like heavy battle. Like maybe an hour goes by. I try one and I go primo on the glass.
Oh, primo.
And there's two bullet holes in the glass.
Oh, from your axles?
From my axles.
Oh.
I broke the glass.
Two little, okay.
It didn't shatter? That was the only thing?
Yeah, my homies were like, hey, maybe you should stop. And I was like, maybe, we should stop too, you know?
Right.
And then I was like, no, I'm going for it. And like the fear when after that was like, imagine the glass breaking and your legs going through it.
That's what I'm saying.
And then you fall down, so you'd cut
your legs
off.
You've already compromised the glass.
You know, and you could cut your legs off.
That's what, yes.
You know, so I was just thinking about that. I was like, how if this thing breaks, how am I going to handle this? And I was like, you know what? It's not breaking. Like, fucking charge it.
Did you look at the glass? You see how thick it was? Was it
pretty thick glass. It's big, okay. It's that bus stop Barcelona glass.
Got it, okay.
And so, like, yeah, kept the battle going. Cops show up. Session shut down.
Over with.
Dude, security guards are out. They're talking about the glass fucking going off, like freaking out. Like, everyone's like, I'm about to go to jail.
Wow.
We talked this guy down, whatever. Eventually leads to talking about Street League.
What?
And it was when Street League was in Barcelona.
Okay.
And fucking somehow we convinced him, if I paid the $5,000 to fix the glass,
okay,
then I could get another hour.
Wow.
And
somehow, did you tell him you were in Street League and all this stuff?
Yeah,
and
we were like, yeah, I'm here for Street League.
Oh, so it was the time it was going on.
Yeah, and he was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm working Street League. You know, like, he's one of the guys. And
you're like, you'll see me there.
His son skateboards, you know, and we were like, let's get him tickets. You know, we can get your son tickets to go to Street League. And he was like, all right, like, and some beautiful Spanish Barcelona wind flew our way.
Okay.
And this beautiful haze is casted over, and before I knew it, I'm grabbing my board, running back up to the top, and the security guards of the building were like, what are you doing? And I was like, he told me I could do it. I have 1 hour. Wow. And he said, all right, you have 1 hour. And he fucking shows me the clock, like, cops got the clocks. Like, I literally skate, try it. I'm sitting at the pole. And went in the clip or whatever. Mm-hmm. We sitting at the pole, like 59 minutes.
Oh, you got it. 1 minute left.
And I'm like, all right, last one. You know what I mean? Like, last fucking one. Like, the real skate route.
Sure. Yeah.
And it fucking worked.
Wow.
And I'm like riding out, and I just start crying.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I just start crying, dude. And like, everyone was just all hyped. And I couldn't say anything. I just like was so choked. Like not because I made it or anything, just because like the surreality of like, you know, chasing something, working hard for something, and then it actually working.
There you go.
Something in life works in your favor, it's moving.
Yeah.
And at that one had been like, oh, just so moving for me. And yeah, it was a really crazy experience.
The cops were there watching the whole time too, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Were they psyched too?
They were hyped, yeah.
Wow.
We rolled up to them, and I said thank you, and they left. And
paid them $5,000?
We got them tickets, and then we never paid them the $5,000. Yeah.
Did you see him at Street League the next day or whatever it
was? We went back to film for the Peace video. We went to Spain multiple times for 3 months.
Okay.
We get apartments and we'd stay in Barcelona for 3 months straight. That's why in my video part, there's lots of Spain footage.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm obsessed with the city.
By the way, I loved in the Peace video that you guys visited like some of the old iconic Barcelona old spots.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's pretty fucking rad. Yeah. You don't, I mean, you still see those spots from time to time, but like the wooden rail that was there in there. And like, I skated that thing. Well, I didn't skate it, but I went there and Kenny Hughes was skating that rail and
Kenny.
All these,
big warm heart,
you know? So it was just rad seeing all those old spots.
Yeah, Barcelona
skating.
And the history of it.
It's like, crazy.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. Dude, one trick that was absolutely bonkers is your frontside flip at Bezos, the late shove it.
Oh, yeah. Dude. That was kind of a battle, too. That was a go back type of thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
That's a hard bump to skate because there's no peak to it.
It's crazy. And like every trick's been done.
That's true.
And I originally wanted to go try to get a frontside 360 kickflip.
Oh.
And I found out that, who was it? Ben Norberg?
Oh, he had done it?
He had done it.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, cool. And then, like, I was just trying to find anything I could do on the spot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But he didn't do it with two different color shoes.
Yeah.
You know, he could have, yeah.
I think what started the whole different shoe thing was in the news, there was so much white and black controversy.
And
it was just such a, like, heavy thing for me because, like, I believe everyone is exactly the same. We all are organisms, and if you look at biology, it's just we just grow, you know, and I don't see any difference in any person. And looking back on the history of America and how it's formed, it's just like disgusting. And there's so many fucked up fashions of this world that like I just can't look past, you know. And so for these things to be happening in the news, I was just like fucking around. I was like, I got two of the same shoes, like one's white, one's black, like they're the same. And they're a pair. Like,
right.
Fuck off. Like, fuck off.
Oh, you know? So there's some symbolic
And then,
reasons,
like,
huh?
Started just wearing any colored shoes.
Yeah. Blue and red.
Fuck it.
Yeah. 5 years filming for this video. Mm-hmm. You got hurt. Like right, 4 years into it almost, right? You broke your foot? What happened?
Yeah, I fractured and dislocated my first and second metatarsal.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure what it was because on the trip I was in Buenos Aires and I'd gone to the hospital there and got an x-ray, but it wasn't an x-ray with any pressure on it. So it looked like my bones had sat the same. So they were like, it's not broken, it's a sprain.
They didn't even see the break in the x-ray.
No, because it was just a small fracture between the two bones, and it's called a Lisfranc fracture.
Okay.
So basically, like, where it sits, like, mm-hmm. splits apart.
Yeah, once you put weight on it,
like, it doesn't work. Yeah. It was my back foot, so it's my pop.
Sure.
So it's the one muscle that
you need
to skateboard if you want to ollie.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy because I literally had the same exact injury, same thing. They said if you don't, they didn't see the break at first.
Yeah.
But if you don't get that fixed within a certain amount of time, you get crippled.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to fix it between like a 6 month period or something.
Crazy
like that,
enough,
right?
During my injury and my surgery, I got a call from Corey Duffel, and he had the same injury.
Oh wow!
He didn't get his fixed for 8 months.
No Damn. Way.
Yeah, and I didn't get mine fixed for 8 weeks.
Okay.
Jeez.
So I was walking around on it thinking it's going to be a sprain. And
you're waiting for it to get
my
better.
My girlfriend's studying to be an emergency medicine, you know, doctor. Oh. And she was like, dude, like a sprain's 4 to 6 weeks. Like, it's been 8 weeks. Like, go get new x-rays.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, like, fine, let me go get them. Immediately I got there and he's like, all right, this is the case. It's a common athletic injury. And basically, like, if a football player has a cleat on and their cleat, the toe of their foot is in the ground and then they get hit.
Oh.
It splits apart.
Interesting.
It dislocates and fractures.
Huh.
And it fractures right at the top and it dislocates throughout the whole thing. So then when you put pressure on it, it stays dislocated.
Oh.
So you can't use it. The muscles aren't there.
Wow.
But because I had left it, I went on the rest of the tour I was on and it was like a 5 week tour and then waited fucking 3 weeks after that.
Was that a DC trip?
Yeah, DC trip.
Mm.
And like I was like, it's fine. I'm like, it's not broken. I'm staying on the trip, you know, like, whatever. Like, you ain't taking me out of this, you know. And we get to the doctor. He's like, yeah, it's a Lisfranc fracture, whatever. He explains kind of the deal and explains that it's common. And I was like, he's like, you need surgery. Like, we need to fuse your bones together or you're never going to be able to skate again. And I was like, fuck yeah, fuse them up.
Fuse them up.
Fuse them fucking up right now.
Damn.
So 2 days later, I got the surgery.
Oh, wow, that's quick.
Yeah, it was my first surgery.
First surgery ever.
Yeah, wow. And it happened like that. And so I was planning to go visit my girlfriend Haley in Italy, and she ended up flying and helping me with my surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like the best thing ever. She like had my back, and she's already done like so much nursing and stuff like that. But now she's moving on past that.
Okay.
So I had like awesome support system and
personal nurse
personal doctor.
There you go personal doctor.
Got the bone fusion still in my foot. Months kind of like from then till now. I'm just now starting to skate again, but I'm really not supposed to be.
Are the pins still in? Do they put pins in there?
Yeah.
Do you leave them in?
There's pins and plates and I've left them in.
I did the same thing, like, oh well, you know, do it, and if it hurts, I took mine out. It was a whole different story.
Way better?
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, I've got a lot of people telling me to take the pins out, but I haven't skated in 7 months. And like the mental thing, like, yeah, I can spread myself with playing music and recording and doing art and trying to develop company stuff and whatever. But like what I really need is to skate. Like, I need a physical like thing.
Right.
I need that moment when your brain turns off like we talked about.
Totally.
And so I'm going to like take this with a grain of salt for like fucking 3 or 4 months and I'll be back in the hospital with a broken bone somewhere else for sure. Like fucking charging. I can't fucking wait to break it again. Okay. You know what I mean? Like fucking please. Like that means I was out there skating.
Well, listen, skating's not going anywhere. Take your time with this injury. You know what I mean? Make sure you could really skate without fucking it up.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. Like, it's pushing it a little bit, but like, I don't care. I just like,
I know the feeling, man. You want to get back on the board, you know?
She's just like 50-50 on a ledge right now. Like,
I know. But listen, you know, a couple more weeks or another month is nothing compared to what you could go through again.
Totally.
You know what I'm saying? Totally. So take your time with that.
And look into getting the stuff taken out.
Totally. Yeah. I'm definitely considering getting it taken out because the human anatomy and the human body, like, it's not a part of it.
Yeah. No, so, if it's all fused together now, man, just, you know, that stuff doesn't need to be in there.
Just get them unscrewed.
Yeah. It'll help a lot.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah, I need to hear that too. I've been thinking about that.
So the video took 5 years, right? Luckily, you had enough footage to produce an amazing part, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, Chris. And it's good that it's good that you had enough footage to make the, because like you said, like, I'm sure there's stuff that you would have liked to do in the last year of filming. I'm sure you had shit on your mind.
Oh my God, I was ready for like the last battles. See? Like if it wasn't this like DC trip, like it would have been the peace video. So whatever, you know?
Right, yeah.
Like I was like in this crazy mind frame.
Yeah.
You know, like skating will do that to you. It's possessive.
It totally, you know? Totally.
I mean, dude, that wasn't a part where I thought you got hurt. I thought you were...
Thanks.
The whole way through, solid as fuck.
Thank you. No, it worked out so great that I had the footage there and that those crazy Barcelona trips happened. Like, did some of that stuff. It's just like, fuck. Can never repeat the high that I've ever felt from those trips, you know?
It's a magical place, Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I always tripped out on the first line you had. You were charging down that hill with the ground there that's super, like...
Oh, like the sidewalk?
The sidewalk was super bricky.
I don't remember.
No, you flew into that girl and you were like, she was like, ah.
Yeah. Like the Barcy ground.
Barcy sidewalk ground.
Classic, dude. Like it rolls, but you got to be fucking ready.
Sure.
Did you put on bigger wheels?
No.
Dude, you're.
Miner was fucking riding some nice wheels though. I was jealous. He was looking nice on that. Like, dude, his filming was so smooth. Like, you know that Barcy ground. Like,
vibrate off the board.
Yeah, you literally can vibrate off your board. It's so easy. Wow. It's psycho. Filming is like the hardest thing ever. Like, the biggest kudos to the people that capture skateboarding the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's psycho. Like, I'm obsessed with filming and filmmaking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I like to make movies for sure.
Like, okay.
I've already, like, you know, touched on a few of the concepts and done a couple of things to, like, learn how to make it happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the future, maybe one day, like maybe not on like Greco's level, but
short film,
you know, just making something, that I think would be like really cool. And then maybe it doesn't even have anything to do with skateboarding, you know?
Sure.
Maybe it'd just be a piece in itself representing something.
You could easily do it. I mean, the people that we know in skateboarding too, the talented people we know.
If I can get a call from Spike, I just want to talk to him.
Dude,
and I want to talk to fucking Brain Farm, their whole team. I want to talk to Ty, honestly. Like,
they got a good crew.
Dude, yeah. So cool.
Well, they're Spike's doing... probably listening, so he'll dude, maybe he'll hit you up.
Huge fan of you know, filmmaking and what directing is and how to make stuff happen, how to understand a budget and utilize it correctly for a film.
Well, they have a whole team of people.
So sick, it's
crazy.
Like, dude, I would love to do that forever, you know? Yeah, hell yeah.
I bet you'd be good at it, dude.
If I can work on a fucking movie forever, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I love editing so much.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you'd be good at it, bro. You should,
thanks for the motivation. Keep doing it, Seriously.
Oh, come on, man. That. So, you know, how are you doing now, though? You said you're almost skating. It's been about 7 months, you know? Yep. How long do you think it'll take you to kind of get back on the board and start? Do you have any other projects lined up?
Dude, I'm ready for 100% right now.
100%.
You want to go straight to a spot? I got a filmer right here. One of the best in the fucking world.
Raj?
You want to go to a spot?
Oh, I would love to see these two work together.
I know.
Awesome. Go.
It'd be fun.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
I don't think we ever filmed together, did we?
Mm-mm. I would be honored.
Let's go.
Right now.
Taking your camera.
Chris.
right now. So, but I wanted to ask you too, are you doing Street League this year or are you, because
yes,
of your,
yes,
you are.
I hope so. Okay. Yeah. I think it'll be fine. Even if I get it taken out, it'll be a month, you know, until I can really kind of start a rehab program.
Mm-hmm.
I think skating is very therapeutic.
It
was part of my rehab program.
Absolutely.
Being injured, I would go to bowls and just pump. You know what I mean? And just walk out of stuff and, like, you know, hobble out of shit.
Sure.
And that was part of my rehab regimen. And it helped me a lot. and it kept me connected to my board when I couldn't, you know.
Hey, it's great, man. Just
so if I go through the street league, you know, and mm-hmm. maybe my foot isn't completely okay, like maybe I wouldn't be able to skate 100%, but still be able to be there yeah. and like be a part of this crazy side of skating. And you know, there's a lot of kids that go to these events. Like,
bro, you're like a fan favorite. Everybody yeah. loves seeing you there.
Yeah. It's just a cool thing, like having 2,000 people mm-hmm. in one place right. that are all there for the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just such a crazy opportunity for me. Like, even if I can't skate, I'll just be out there just like, thank you. Like, thank you for skating. You know, yeah. thanks for being a part of skating. You know, like.
Do you feel the energy in the crowd?
It's crazy. Yeah, like, man, like. Skaters got passion. You can feel it. You drop in, and if you land something, it's like, oh my God.
Well, you're
like,
always trying something nuts, too, dude. Yeah. You're always thinking outside the box at that place.
Well, they have rules. Yeah. And, like, skating doesn't have rules. So, first thing I want to do is make sure that I break the initial rule. It's the most important thing.
Well, you get the crowd going nuts every single time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, people love watching you, bro.
I was doing some shit, and I started realizing that you can go outside of the course. There's stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got emails saying that if you land outside of a certain dimension, it will not count. You will not get a score.
Oh.
And so like once I felt that, I was like, oh, what's next then? Like what after that? If you stall a camera that somebody's filming on live TV with, will you get scored? Like, what are they not going to score me for? I want that.
You want to do what they're not going to score you.
I want that just to see, you know what I mean? Because, like, I felt it once and I was like, no way. They're not going to score that.
I feel like they should, though, because, I mean, it's like, skateboarding, right? If you go over the barrier and you do something amazing, why not?
There should be an expression category.
There you go.
Just like style is a thing.
Sure.
Expressive nature is everything in skating.
Kelly, look into that rule, man. Talk to who you need to talk to, huh? Sure. Tell them to score Evan on going over the barrier.
And, like, I don't care to be a winner, you know, just being a part of it and being in that thing, like, fuck yeah, score me last, whatever, like. But at the same time, like, I still get to be there and I still get to be involved with all my friends and,
there you go.
You know, skaters that I normally wouldn't skate with as well.
Some of the best skateboarders in the world.
Best skateboarders in the world.
It's crazy.
And I learn from watching those guys skate every time I go. So if I get to go this year, it's going to be like psycho, dude. I'm just going to be on some other shit. I've had that 7 months off. I'm in this crazy mind frame. Like, now I'm looking at it like, oh, I'm gonna be super grounded. I'm gonna be super healthy. I can't wait to freaking try what Naja tried. You know?
Go right behind him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try what Billy tries every time.
Yeah. You've been traveling and going to all the contests too?
No, this year I took the whole year off.
Mm. But didn't I see you in London? Or?
No, I wish. I had talked to Molly, who was running Street League, and I was trying to get her to fucking fly me in from the ceiling, but playing the national anthem on electric guitar.
Oh, that would have been good.
I want it. And I'm like, if this happens one day, I'm going to be so happy. Like, the craziest idea, but if it happens. It's not that bad. They have the wires up there and stuff. It's normal to winch people down.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you do it with a guitar.
And oh, yeah.
The crowd would go completely insane.
People would love it. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Psycho. Like,
I don't know why they wouldn't do that.
And then I get to the bottom and the pedal board's there and it's like,
that would be, I could see it now.
That's
the lights go off.
It's kind of more Dime Glory Challenge vibes.
No, but still, it's very exciting. Lights go off, spotlight goes up in the rafters, and here comes Evan just wailing away at his guitar. You know,
I've been inspired by Ray Barbie and Tama Guerrero.
Oh yeah,
you know, like, come on, first fucking street skaters, like, they play music and it's fucking good, and they play music in skate videos I grew up watching.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, how am I not going to, like, just completely hold that as sacred, you know?
Sure. Yeah. So besides music and all that stuff, do you like any, what else do you do on your time off, you know, that you're not
time
skating
off. Dude, I love camping, man.
Camping.
I spend most of my time just like out in the middle of the cuts, like as far deep as I can get away from light, just looking up at the freaking stars, man. Like,
this is in Pennsylvania, or where do you live right now?
Right now, I'm a nomad.
Where does a nomad sleep?
I really enjoy sleeping near Zion National Park. I know it's far from
here. It's a great park. Just, I've been there.
There's lots of BLM land there, the bureaucracy of land management.
Oh.
Those are public places. Okay. So you could go anywhere you want on these public lands and you can camp.
Oh, interesting. And
yeah, me and my buddies from Orlando, we started a camping brand called No Hotels.
No Hotels.
Yeah. And so we're trying to sell tents and canteens and backpacks and chow kits and camping utensils, you know?
Wow.
But to skateboarders, like making it affordable, because like a lot of people don't have that much money in skating.
That's true.
And so if we can make it affordable, like then it'll fucking be awesome, you know? Yeah. Like, I at least can supply people with an experience in a sense, you know? Because anytime I don't just go get a freaking motel, like I end up having the best experience. I'm sitting out there, you know, in nature, just completely fucking chilling.
Right.
Like, or at some crazy swimming spot where we'll wake up at sunrise and jump in the water. Like, just cool stuff, you know? Like, you stay outside of your boundaries. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if a bear or a snake's going to be there. You know, it's like, and like, how are you going to react? Well, you better figure it out.
You better, yeah.
Yeah, or else you're done. And like, we study the planet and the plants and the animals on it. And it's just crazy. It's like, just people do that for their jobs, but we get to just like live in it.
Have you encountered a bear yet?
Yeah, we've encountered bears for sure.
I heard you throw rocks at their feet, little pebbles, and they get spooked. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Oh, really? Crazy. Yeah. I never heard that.
Yeah.
Have you had anything crazy happen to you?
I don't think like anything psycho has happened. I haven't been stung by a scorpion or bit by a snake. I haven't been mauled by a bear, luckily. Yeah. But I've seen bears, I've seen scorpions, I've seen snakes. So, I mean, it's like literally fractions away from that, you know? You could die at any moment anywhere. But if you don't know how to like use the planet for what it's worth, then you'll never know how to. You have to try. So you spend time out there, you get your tent, you know? Get your water, get your knife, try to carve a piece of wood and then make fire just out of it.
Yeah.
Just try. You're going to have to learn how to do it.
It's difficult.
And once you do, you're going to know that you tried something and you learned it, and now you can pass that knowledge on. That's the fruits of the native community.
Mm-hmm.
America has destroyed this. This is a part of something that, I mean, like, it is completely proven that nature can't be overcome by technology. Mm-hmm. There's no way technology is going to beat nature.
Right.
Why aren't the school systems teaching kids how to use the planet correctly?
That's true.
You know, it's just crazy to me.
Right.
But they're teaching them history of bullshit.
Right.
You know, it's just psycho. Like, it's almost scary to have the idea to have a kid and bring a kid into this planet, because like they're just gonna teach him this, like
right,
like I'm gonna have to teach him that that's not true, like that we came here and we killed a bunch of people just to have the land, and like, oh yeah, cool, like fucking put your fist up, like dude, you fucking killed babies, like fucking assholes.
But even like how to survive. Like
and then saying, that as well,
you know?
Yeah.
I watch these survival shows. Like, I love the survival shows. I'm not a camper, okay? But I watch these shows, and I'm like, okay, I got to remember this stuff. Because if it just so happens I get stranded out in the forest, I need to know how to live, you know?
God forbid something crazy happens to the world.
I think about that all the time, you know? Evan. Let me tell you. Yeah. I'm alone half the time, you know? I feel like if something happened, like I would be alone and I'd have to go out and...
Be you and Larry.
It'd be me and Larry, my cat.
Hell yeah.
You know?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or I'm always driving or something. Let's think about that. You know, if something happened right now.
It's really important.
But people band together when stuff like that happens too. Yeah. So yeah, you wouldn't be alone.
There'll be a few fortresses for sure.
I would love to be in your fortress, by the way. Yeah. I mean, just call me wherever you are.
I would love to keep learning more so that I can pass that knowledge on correctly.
There you go.
You must like the Element camp then. Do you go up there a lot?
Dude, yeah, yeah. Element lost that camp. I believe it's...
Oh, really?
I believe it's a mix between Deluxe and NHS now. Who run that camp, which is crazy news, yeah.
Oh, no way.
But, dude, there was a program there called Elemental Awareness, and this is a program started by two of my really, really close friends, Todd Larson and Mike Kirshner. And they are doing exactly what I'm saying. They're teaching skateboarders, because they're receptive, how to survive in nature. And that was a program, and that will always be their program, regardless if the skate camp stuff doesn't, whatever, you know. That is a thing that exists that they are teaching. And it is like, it's the most inspiring part of being a part of this whole thing is I got to meet these guys, you know. They're so incredible, and the knowledge that they possess is like straight from Tom Brown, which is like a dude that would like fall out of a tree onto the back of a deer to provide for his family with a spear. That's you know, insane. Just like what? Craziest things. Learning how to make traps in the middle, snare traps in the middle of water to catch fish out of the air.
Right.
Like psycho stuff that's like really tuned things. Like you got to be like, you got to really know what's going on with nature to like make those things happen.
I think that would be the most difficult part for me. If I was stranded somewhere in the forest or something, I think it would be, even if I was dying, I think it would be really hard for me to actually take another animal's life so I could survive. Totally. You know what I mean? Like I just have,
I love animals
and different things. But I think it would be really difficult.
Totally. But it's easy to eat a prepared meal.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? You know? No, totally.
So with that comes that thing where it's like, oh man, well, you know what? I would put myself in that situation. You know, I think you would too when it came down to it. Maybe, yeah, it would be hard.
It would be hard. I would do it.
You would understand
it,
the fruits of it. And then you would have a different respect for that growth.
Sure.
You know?
But at the end of the day, though, I could fish.
Yeah.
I can kill a fish easily.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe because they're underwater or something. I can't pet them. Or, yeah. I don't know.
But, dude, either way, everything we're talking about, like, I kind of got introduced to this through going to Lake Sequoia.
It's amazing.
You know, the Element Skate Camp. The one that Dave Meddy had started. Do you guys know Dave Meddy?
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude.
No.
And I just got to see him recently on our No Hotels trip.
Oh, dope.
And we recorded a song together.
Wow.
Seeing Meddy and knowing what he started, and you know, it's just like psycho. Like, that place is like the reason why I spend my time and my girlfriend's time in the woods.
Amazing.
And she's backing this. She'll sit there with me in a tent surrounded by fucking tarantulas. I shit you not. Oh. We were on this one freaking camping night in Croatia on the side of this hill, and there was 1,000 spiders on the tent, around them, and they were like this big. And like, I was like, yeah, just go in there, you're fine. She's like, all right, yeah, I'm fine, you know, like, zip up the tent. I'm like standing out there, like flicking spiders off the side of the fucking tent. You know what I mean? Like,
what kind of spider?
Nature is real.
Did these spiders, were they out during the day, or did they come out at night?
They come out at night. They weren't there in the
day. Didn't even know that they were there.
No, we got there at night. It wasn't until she had a headlamp on that was placed right above her eyeballs to where she could see the reflection of their eyeballs. And she started freaking out. And I was like, what? I don't see it. There's no spiders. And she's like, all right, you know? And then she's like, put this on. And I looked and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, I brought you here. She's like, dude, we got this. Like, whatever. Like, fucking got it. We cooked dinner on a fire. She's on rocks surrounded by spiders.
Oh my God.
I'm surrounded by spiders. And then we just eat our dinner and we go to sleep. And like, if there is a relationship, if there is with nature, that is, you know, you build them by experience.
So sure.
You find yourself in a scenario where you have the opportunity. Get your crew and your friends and your family, get under the stars and just go for it.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Like, have that experience, have that life, you know. You can stay forever in a metropolitan area, but, you know, as soon as you get outside, you'll learn something about yourself and what you're capable of, which is the most important part about, you know, being a a person here, sure, helping people, being a parent, you know.
You are the calmest dude I've ever met.
I know. I see a spider in my bathtub, I freak out, you know.
No, it was a really crazy experience. She was very calm, and wow, I was scared,
yeah,
you know, but at the same time, I was like, all right, they're not hurting us.
Right.
I bet they're not poisonous. I bet they couldn't hurt us if they tried. You know, you just start like having this different relationship with the planet, and you're like, the spider's fucking scary.
Yeah, that's where my mind would have gone. Yeah.
So that's what I spend my time doing.
Okay.
I love camping. I love the earth, man. I really do.
Listen, bro, is there anything else we should talk about while we're here?
Let's talk about your guys' views. This is your show, you know?
Sure.
Let's talk about your guys' views on the future of skating. Where do you think it's going? I mean, we're speaking of contests. There's the crazy new Olympic thing coming up.
Right.
As well as this wholesome establishment that we're all a part of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this thing like that we can't let that big beast have anything to do with. You know, like there's something about it. Like they're like almost trying to reap the benefits of like that tight niche thing that like we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if it doesn't get done correctly,
right,
like there could be some crazy stuff to happen. Like, what do you guys think about the future going forward with skating? And like I said, for the lost boys and the lost girls, like, and the artists and the musician skaters and like people that like have this flavor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen? Let's start with you, Rod.
You talking about Olympics? Or are you talking just in general?
I just mean like with skating.
Skateboarding's always fucked up.
That's obviously one little attribute of it, but
I think skateboarding's always fucked up.
Yeah.
Like it's always just going to be a mess.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's a bunch of dudes that picked up a skateboard. Yeah. Dudes and girls picked up a skateboard and just whatever happened.
Yeah.
It's not like, we're going to build this thing up, but we're going
to. But they're trying to make it that way. Like, they're trying to build it up to be something like that, but it's not.
Yeah.
The fruits of it are expression.
It's a hard thing to control. Yeah. It's not meant to control.
Yeah.
The only thing they got to do is basically get more people into skateboarding, and then people would start riding skateboard, and they're just going to be like, fuck the rules, I'm going to go skateboard.
Well, the whole thing is, you know what I mean? But it's not a group decision, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's a certain division of people that are pushing
steering
for it and steering it.
Yeah.
And all of us, nobody's asked me.
Yeah,
I don't have nobody. I haven't gotten an email asking if this is what do I think?
Yeah.
You know,
that's why I'm asking. I mean, like, how does this? I mean, fuck that. That doesn't even have to be something that weighs into this equation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you think about like our fabric, our network, our circles that keep expanding? Like, how, like he says, of course they're gonna be fucked up and they're always gonna happen.
Right.
You know, like how do you feel about it going forward from what you've seen and what you've experienced with it?
I think about skateboarding, what I think I want there to be forever is just the way that we looked at it when we first started, that it's kind of like an art form, it's a way to express yourself. And I think that's what I always want that to be in skateboarding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, if people take it and they do shit with it, that fucking sucks. And if it ruins skateboarding, but as long as I can go out and I have my friends that I connect with and do that, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds crazy or not, but I think that's kind of,
as long as skateboarding is still fun to you.
That's actually the end result.
Yeah.
And I wish, and I hope that the people that love it can take care of skateboarding and bring it to where it should be.
Totally.
And have generations of people that love it take care of it.
Even in those crazy lights that you're talking about, like, there could be people that could hold it correctly.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and they
can
represent all these things that are unrepresentable almost. You know what I mean? Like, what the things that we're talking about are like, they're just so special. Like, I hope for skating that everyone out there sees that it's an open door for them to escape a piece of life that maybe they don't like. And I hope that is the progress in the future of skating.
Right.
I hope that each boy and girl out there coming up that don't have the best situation feel some sort of calling to our family, and then the right person being there with the open arm. You know, like, it's the most important thing about it. And then no matter what happens with some establishment or big corporation or shift in management or jobs lost, jobs gotten, like, no matter what with that, you know, almost democracy style thing, like, it'll have a fundamental value, you know, respect, love,
yeah,
you know, all the right things.
And what I love about this show, about being a part of it, is stuff like this, where we get to like just talk about skateboarding, but also people get to watch and understand the history of skateboarding.
Dude, you guys are such big fans of skating. I'm like, it's loving this, because I'm the biggest fan of skating.
So it's like, fun, dude. It's a good time, but I think that's a cool part of this show, is that people get to hear about people's experiences skateboarding, and they can relate to it, dude. Yeah, and I think that should live. It's not like an encyclopedia, but you know what I'm saying.
I was a little nervous about coming on the show because I'm still so young, and interviews that I like to watch are with people that are a little bit older and have already had a career, and they have stories to tell.
Yeah, right.
You know, and like, I feel like my stories are just like baby compared to those guys, you know?
Everybody has a story though. Yeah. You know, that's a great thing about skateboarding, is everybody's path that led them to the skateboard is different.
And I hope I can learn from these conversations, and maybe I have ideals about things now, but they'll grow and they'll change. Sure. And then next time we talk, you know, maybe I'll have something, you know, bright to say, you know, instead of bashing things, and like, because I'm in a pseudo rebellious state, you know,
which is all right.
Well, dude, I won't be like this forever.
I'll grow.
You're helping the state of skateboarding a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Skateboarding is like really helping with keeping skateboarding together, because
keeps it pure and fun.
Keep it pure and fun. And when we watch you, it's all happiness, you know what I mean? So that's
how I get when I watch you guys skate. So I understand, dude. I get it. Like, I feel that. Dude, if I didn't have you guys, then this would be really boring. You know? It'd be super boring.
Thank you, bro. Yeah.
Well, people are watching you, and they're getting inspired by you. So that's a trip, right? Is that weird to think, or what?
Dude, yeah. I hope everyone gets hope out there, honestly. Yeah. Like, I hope they understand that there's, like, some really cool dynamics going on here.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of place, and we need new skate tricks. Like, make up some tricks. Like, I want to see some crazy shit. Like, it's the millennial age. Like, it's about to be 2020, and aliens are going to visit the planet.
I would actually love to see that, though.
Yeah.
I'd love to see aliens come down here.
And see, imagine them looking at a skateboard. Like, what the fuck?
That would be sick. I never thought about that. Like, oh, yeah, of course. Like, they'd be like,
unfortunately, our planet would try and destroy them.
Yeah, I know.
You think there's aliens out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not far out to think that. If you know biology and you know how it grows with the sun and the water, of course there would be aliens out there. Something is
grown. Somewhere in the universe.
Something is grown.
Yeah.
I'm assuming we're separated from it because we're super immature. We can't even take care of our own biological hazards. The fucking ozone layer is split open and the sun rays are coming in. Maybe my kids will have to live indoors.
Or maybe they'll get, you have to fly somewhere else.
Yeah, or maybe they'd have to spend their life on a fucking shuttle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like going to Mars.
It's just crazy. Yeah. Like, dude, it's psycho. Like, we need to step up. We really got to step up in humanity. And I try to do my part, but it's a collective effort. You know? Everybody's got to fucking step up. There needs to be a government change. You know,
there you go.
I think people would follow suit. I know you guys, and I know skateboarding. I know skateboarders could rally for damn sure. If there's one crew of people that could rally, it's us. We'd be there for everyone else.
Jim Thiebaud would be president.
Dude. Yeah. Thiebaud would fucking take care of it. He'd take care of it.
Or maybe the aliens will come down and be like, y'all are fucked up. Let us, we're going to show you guys how to do it.
Yep. I believe it would be an intervention.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. I believe they would give us a small speck of technology in trade for giving them biology so they can create life here.
Oh, there you go.
I'm assuming something like that.
Something like that.
I would hope that we would become friends with this other planet or whatever these other existence. That's all I got
to
say.
Kelly wants to go skate with an alien.
Imagine if an alien did a fucking tray flip, dude.
Listen, bro. Big fan.
Dude, thanks.
Big fan.
I'm
dude.
A big fan of yours.
Listen, Evan, man. He's squeezing my hand really, really. You got a good grip there, bro. We would like, as we do with all the guests that come on the Nine Club, where are you going, bro? Where is he? Oh, he's going to go give Kelly a thug hug. There
first time.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
We didn't have him tethered down to the headphones. That's why.
Oh, that's true.
This kid come
that's
up true. From before he was even like really sponsored. So it's pretty amazing to see what he's done.
You going
to
cry right now, Kelly? thought he was gonna cry. I don't
know a word to describe it. It's just amazing.
If he didn't lead the way, then I would have had no way to follow. So thank you.
And then if Chris didn't lead the way for me,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
it's infinity, dude. It just keeps going.
It's infinity.
Kelly still tries to get my autograph every day.
It's Nanagon Infinity.
But listen, we want to give you a good little care package to take home with you. If you want, maybe a shirt, some cool, you know, a coffee mug or something. Dude, will you please go get coffee. Him some? Dude, what do you wear? Size large?
XL, baby.
XL. I'll
cut it down. Yeah.
How tall are you, man? 6'3", 6'2"?
6'2".
6'2"?
6'2", 6'3", somewhere around
some
there.
Of the tallest skaters are the best. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Best styles.
Thanks for the swag, man.
Hey, dude.
Speaking of tall skaters, Matters is taller than I ever
Matters
expected.
Is
holy cow, right? And isn't he gorgeous?
Great dude.
Good looking dude.
Funny dude.
Good looking, fucking hilarious human.
Yeah. I the first time I talked to him was at the Element premiere.
Dude, he opens his mouth and I'm just like,
honestly, I don't know. He's got this weird.
Hey, man. Hey man, you want to go to the beach? Hey, la playa? Huh?
Talented skate. You, the whole Element team. I mean, great squad.
Good squad.
How many people are on the team?
I don't know.
They do rad shit too. Donnie Barley shapes boards for the skate shops and stuff, you know?
Dude, that program's rad.
Thank you, bro. Listen, here we go. This is a.
Dude,
are you a fan?
So
of, are you
sick.
Fan of Mark Appleyard?
Teammates. Shit,
that is.
I'm just asking him if he's a fan.
Art, of course. I'm, that's his art.
Mark Appleyard drew this for us. That's me and Raj sitting there.
Dude, he draws the most insane homer bat I've ever seen in my life. Dude, Mark Appleyard is a legend.
And then to follow that one up, he did Kelly dressed as Annie McDonald.
Oh my God!
There you go.
Of course he would. Lemon props, dude. Listen, lemon props. Bro. Wow.
Appleyard's the best. Best dude so ever.
Dude, thank you. These are awesome.
There's a long sleeve tee. Looks like you under the long sleeve tees.
Yeah,
and XL.
The neck.
Crew neck.
Dude, Steezy. Oh, this is beautiful. I think you guys are making some great stuff, too.
Yeah.
Do people know that this is out of the house?
It's seriously, Roger's the warehouse manager.
Out of the warehouse?
Yeah.
Like literally out of the house.
It's out of the house, yeah.
If we had a garage, it'd be in the garage.
Yeah.
But they don't have a garage, they just got a house.
They got a living room.
They got a living room, though, and we're in it right now.
Raj is the warehouse manager, he does a great job. Yeah. And Kelly? I don't know what he does.
Sometimes.
But
social media.
Yeah, social media. Okay. I don't know. Evan, dude, thank you so much again for coming by, bro.
Listen, dude. Hey, thanks for everything.
Please come by anytime you want, dude.
Thanks, man. Now I know you guys got so much swag. I'm going to be here all the time.
Hey, dude. You know?
I'm trying to get product for these kids, homie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're dropping boxes off.
We're almost there.
But you know what's the best part about it? Is I have the opportunity to take money straight from the corporations,
sure.
Buy stuff from people like you, support causes, buy stuff from skate shops. It circles the money around like an infinity, like you're talking about.
Perfect.
I get to give back right away just by taking money from them.
Yeah.
Give it right back to them. So if you would let me, I'd love to buy a box of stuff.
Oh, dude.
And then I can support what you're doing and get people product. So it's the ultimate wham, bam, thank you.
I love it. I love it. Listen, I'll give you a discount code for the website.
Yes!
Fucking
people, you heard it here first.